America's upcoming Independence Day celebration in 2011, the Takeaway is asking a whole range of characters how they would describe what they call My America. We all have an answer to that question, and we'd love to hear yours at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to begin this series, though, with the junior U.S. Senator from the state of New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. Raised in upstate New York, she won as a Democrat in a traditionally conservative congressional district and was then tapped to take and run for the Senate seat previously held by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now a U.S. senator with influence on a national and world stage, this is how she would describe her America.
Well, my America is a place where every day we fight for and we uphold the guiding principles of our nation, equality, fairness, and justice. And that's really been the driving force between so much of my legislative agenda over the last 2 years, to fight for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to make sure any man or woman who wants to serve and even die for this country can do so regardless of who they love. And it's why the 9/11 First Responders Bill was so important, for these were the men and women who answered the call to duty and were there after 9/11, literally looking for survivors, then looking for remains, and then doing the tough work of cleaning up after that horrible terrorist attack. So that's really something that drives me in the past and something that's going to drive me in this new Congress.
You know, it occurs to me that the whole 9/11 period really spans much of your political life. You're a post-9/11 legislator in some ways, and it's interesting going straight from the First Responders Bill that you talked about straight through to last week, the vote on a legalization of same-sex marriage in Albany. What are your reactions to that?
Well, it's a great triumph, not just for New York, but for all of America. And I can tell you, the joy and the happiness from so many people that we've been working with was just overwhelmingly exciting. And it's a basic principle that every loving, committed couple should have the right to celebrate that love and commitment among their family, friends, and in their community. And again, it goes to who we are as Americans. It goes to our core values.
But what about who we are as New Yorkers? I don't want to categorize the state. I've lived in Binghamton and in Rochester and in Syracuse, so I know the upstate world, and I don't want to categorize, but I'm wondering if you're anticipating political challenges in the election based on some of the pre-vote controversy over same-sex marriage, and we've seen it around the nation. You're ready for that?
Absolutely. And I don't think we're going to have those kind of challenges in New York. I think what New Yorkers all share is the concept and principle that all families should be protected, that all American families should be able to protect their children and have those rights and privileges that accrue to married couples, and that we want to reward those couples who are loving and committed and want to celebrate that throughout our state. I think this is a bellwether for things to come. I see states all across this country voting in favor of marriage equality, and I think it puts us in a position where on the federal level, we can repeal some of the more discriminatory policies like DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to work very hard on a bipartisan basis over the next year to try to repeal that policy in the Senate. I also think that this creates an opportunity to really push the values of equality and fairness in economic issues. We have such an opportunity to empower America by unleashing the forces of women in this country. You know, women are primary wage earners. Every family in America would benefit if a woman was paid equal for the amount a man's paid for the same kind of work. It's still true that in America, for every dollar a man earns, a woman earns 78 cents on that dollar. And in reality, this is such an economic engine. Women-owned small businesses are one of the fastest-growing sectors within small businesses. Small businesses create two-thirds of all new jobs. So if you could increase access to capital for women-owned businesses on the same rate as male-owned businesses, you would unleash enormous opportunity and potential for job growth. And so we want to make sure that, you know, women who are now graduating with more degrees, more advanced degrees than men, that's an enormous intellectual capital that we need to utilize better by getting women to be paid fairly for the work that they do and to get them into our workforce in a way that can create great economic growth.
You know, speaking of economic growth, we've been taking the president at his word in his speech last Wednesday when he talked about we need to do nation building here in the United States, thinking about the drawdown and the war in Afghanistan. I'm wondering if Americans are weary of big ideas that involve government spending in the idea of nation building here in the United States.
Well, of course we have to cut spending in terms of getting the waste and the fraud out of government. We all can tighten our belts. We can all target spending to be the greatest investment for growth. But I think what Americans are looking for more than anything right now is a jobs agenda. They want to know, what are you going to do to create a greater environment for growth of our businesses? And so to me, there's a couple of great opportunities. opportunities. I think energy investments is a great opportunity because we're the ones who invented solar and wind and fuel cell and battery technology. But unfortunately, so much of the manufacturing has gone overseas. So I've launched a manufacturing agenda about how I want to invest in American companies that are building things. We want to invest in small and medium-sized manufacturers so they can compete, so they can have access to capital that they need so they can grow. We also want to invest in the kinds of policies that have worked in the past. The New Markets Initiative, when you take an at-risk neighborhood or a low-income neighborhood that needs investment and you do your investments there, you get tax benefits.
Targeting and investment.
Targeting and creating manufacturing opportunity. So that's the agenda people are looking for.
Well, Senator Gillibrand, we want to thank you for coming in. Are we going to get a debt ceiling vote, do you think?
We will raise the debt ceiling. The U.S. will not default on its debt. And then we will move forward to this pro-growth economic agenda.
From your mouth to the investors' ears, straight from the words of Kirsten Gillibrand, the junior senator from the state of New York.
Thank you so much.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.